You're listening to the blooper reel for the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast. Oh! Better connect.
What's connecting on, dial?
I don't know. I'm about to say him call us, and I'll just record it. It says Feeler. What? Oh, Kuhan.
What's the deal?
I don't know. He just got. I think he's restarting. Hold on, we'll wait. He'll be back.
Oh, jeez.
Dear Lord. Good thing I'm done with the synopsis, and we got all our opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Just kidding. Not a big deal.
Like I said, I'm gonna have the special edition Green Lantern Spotlight blooper reel.
On the reel.
That's it. On the reel. I like it. Listen to what we.
Oh yeah, we go there half the time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just recording this until he's on. Wow. White tiger.
Saba.
Activate the Tiger Zord! I do know what I'm doing. Oh, there, that didn't go very well. Memories.
Good times.
Remember, Angel Grove surprisingly looks like Australia when done with a bigger budget. And is directed by Bryan Singer.
Angel Grove has unlimited funds to rebuild those freaking buildings.
And remember, only property damage was assessed, but no one was injured.
Poor cardboard people.
Why did they keep Scorpia? She was a hot Japanese chick. They need to keep the actress around. It's the waiting game for Kuhan. Oh man. Actually, I'll tell you guys now. When we do Origins Omens, we're just gonna go over which ones we actually liked or read on the DC site, so that way we don't take forever on them.
That'll be simple for me. Yeah, I only read like three.
I don't got a lot on that. I mean, I bought every single fucking one of those issues, but none of them really did much. I mean,
first of all, claps to that.
Yeah, I mean, I have most of them. I've only read like three.
Yeah, and Vigilante has proven that no matter what, it just sucks as a title.
God, that thing.
Vigilante.
It's horrible.
And it's too bad. I mean, I love that writer, Marv Wolfman.
Oh, I love Marv.
This is the guy that wrote The Crisis on Infinite Earths and so many others.
And Teen Titans gave us Nova the Human Rocket.
I don't know. And they gave him the shit artist and stuff. And man.
Oh, that didn't even makes it worse. Well, we're going to do a crossover with Teen Titans and Titans. I'm like, why do you want to do that? Then everybody will definitely avoid the title after that. Oh, man. Vigilante. Ugh.
I think it's just a courtesy for Wolfman. Like, he wanted to do a little bit of work, and they said, hey, we'll give you this. But nobody had any intention that it would be a success. So.
Man, yeah, I have to agree there.
I mean, they can't expect that to do well with that kind of art. And.
I mean, are they projecting it to be an ongoing?
It's ongoing. It is ongoing.
Wow.
They started as a mini, and then it just...
Yeah, I remember the mini. Like how long ago was that again? Like, like 2 years now?
Wes, I think you're the expert there. When was that?
I have no idea. I hate that guy.
Also on the blooper reel, see how we really think of Vigilante.
Hey, I enjoyed, for the most part, I'm sorry, you know, the Justice League Unlimited Vigilante.
Yeah, that was good.
A billion?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, he was. That actually was decent.
But, I like that Vigilante. That Vigilante is the only reason why I picked up this the new Vigilante. And then I was sorely mistaken for doing it.
Burn me once.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah. Speaking of which, I think I'll go right on over to the... I think they have Vigilante. Yeah, they have it right here. Vigilante. There it is. I like the opening. Please, for God's sakes, let me out. I won't fight back. I won't resist. I swear. Please, please. Right there. That explains the entire series right there. The opening page to the Omens and Origins.
It just had nothing to do with even Scar or anything.
It had nothing. I don't even know how to even plug into Blackest Night. I mean, at least the other issues. You know, even the especially the Teen Titans issues, especially because apparently either Wonder Girl or Donna Troy is going to get pregnant. I mean, that's about it.
Yeah.
It was like, quick, check out the crossover we got coming. That's it. It had nothing to do with anything.
Oh, shit.
Wham.
I logged out of the chat.
Oh, no. Don't worry, it's still up there. It's still up there.
Yeah, I thought you did it on purpose. I didn't even...
I was like, what did you do? That's right. Those listening to us right now, still waiting for Kuhan, and West has exited the chat. All right.
This should just be like a sub link to the blooper reel.
Oh, man.
Certain level of expectations for podcasts.
Don't be like us, kids. Don't be like us.
Remember, when you're trying to start your own fledgling podcast, remember, check all your equipment. Make sure all your members are in the same country or, you know, close to it. And a high-speed broadband connection or something.
And you have the latest updated version of Skype.
And that, too.
No, no part on me, the host. No, never. Oh, good Lord.
Seriously, is he on, like, dial-up or something?
I don't know. I mean, he used... Pamela, when we first did the podcast, I had to edit the second one, but man, did we ever have static there?
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible.
I remember I thought it was me for a second there.
Seems like he always came in pretty clear on the other podcast.
Yeah, which I always found really funny because, I mean, at that point, I didn't have the output, and my headset wasn't working, I was using the mic, but yeah, there was so much static, it was ridiculous.
Kuhan added himself to the Flash chat.
Okay, see if we can get him back on then, if he is.
Are you really giving it to him, Andrew?
Here it comes. And he's got the frowny face.
Fuck you.
You missed. Oh, and his computer battery died?
Oh!
The hell?
Holy shit!
Is he in Australia?
Oh, he's in Australia now?
He went to Australia?
I thought he was in Canada. He's in Australia? I thought that was later on in March. I thought that was like this weekend.
Wait, isn't it already later in March?
But it's the 22nd. I was expecting the weekend of the 30th.
Ah, okay. So you mean like the end of March?
Okay, yeah, the very end. Wow. He's down under, mate. Where it's off to midnight. Where's Catherine Sutherland? I used to be on Power Rangers, and then I was on America's Most Wanted.
Bloody hell, Governor.
She was. She played a murder victim. And of course, four episodes of Sweet Valley High.
So
oh,
I'm looking
man.
At this Ray to the Ray Liner stuff. Huh? Anybody else think the rest of the Ray Liners are just going to turn on?
Atrocitus.
Yeah. I just got a feeling they're going to scar on like the line.
Maybe. I think I've read that there is going to be we're going to see the final fate of Atrocitus pretty soon, but I don't know. They're going to survive at least until the end of Blackest Night, because I do believe it's going to end with all the enemies coming together to fight the common enemy, which will include the Red Lanterns. They'll kind of go good for a minute.
Right.
I think that's the writing's on the wall for that.
I have to see how it plays out.
Well, I mean, think about it. Once the Black Lanterns go around slaughtering everybody, and then everybody they slaughter gets up and gets a black ring, it doesn't do them any good to fight the Green Lanterns and the other ones if they're going to be killing them, because everyone they kill is going to become a new enemy as a Black Lantern.
Right.
True.
They're going to want to band together and blow up black rings and collect the black Citro power battery.
I expect it to happen. I just have to see how it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
it's one of those things that, you know, it's like, you know, you can imagine it because everything that's already been set up beforehand, you know, the whole purpose of saying the green is the balance or the central will and everything else is, you know, further strays away, becomes, you know, chaotic. So,
yeah.
You know, banding together, I guess, the green is the flagship. Everything else is, you know, the arms. It is. Yeah. It becomes the giant Megazord at the end of everything.
Oh, Titanus, go!
Megazord made out of the rings.
What about Cryptotron from Family Guy?
Form Cryptotron.
I could be Form Ringatron. To fight the Blackest Knight, they must unite!
And of course, we'll see, you know, Captain Kick-Ass in the center of it all.
Hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, good lord.
You guys don't think it's racist?
What?
No, I don't think it is.
White Lantern versus the Black Lantern?
If they make a White Lantern... If John... If Jeff...
Everyone's got to band up against the evil Black Menace and all the other colors.
Oh, good God.
If it comes down to creating a giant White Lantern... to face off against, you know.
What?
We gotta save this for the big chance.
I would essentially say, oh my god, you created God? you're either one gonna create God, or...
It's the episode of Futurama all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like, if you do something right, and no one has, you know, thought you did anything at all, I forgot how to run that line, still...
Perhaps, but I have always been here. that's the power of the white light, it's God.
Oh, that'd be great if all those twinkling binary codes that he was doing were just rings and you couldn't really see them.
an orange lantern is a galaxy, there you go. Has all the lantern rings on it. My binary's kind of bad. Let's see if I can signal. What the hell are you talking about? Oh, hey.
Speak English? Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Just like every other alien species in the world. In the universe.
Yeah, you gotta love those ring translators. Oh, Vega system not available. Shut up! Translate!
Oh, English, yeah. Motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Ring translators be damned. Half the time when those rings run out of Jews, it's like, oh, so you speak the king's English, don't you? Yes, of course I speak. What planet were you born on?
Or habla francés. Reminds me of that issue of Black Panther when he's like, you speak English? Well, do you speak in francés or habla español? You know, the Black Panther knows every language imaginable.
That's because Black Panther has been promoted to Batman.
Exactly. Jeez. Now, so there's an idea right there—a galaxy orange lantern. One ring for each thing. They'll be like, "How big are those rings?" Big.
There's the Mad God sector, but.
If Jeff is listening to us now.
Mad God sector. Forgot about that.
I'm gonna refill my water really quick. There we go, my Britter water system has refilled my glass. Oh, there's Kuhan. Alright, let's try this one more time. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, what? There we go, we gotta record it. Okay. Yeah, get that ready as soon as I get Kuhan in here. Alright, guys, hold on.
Yeah, it worked.
Oh, finally.
And we're recording again.
Also, Wes, you have to attack Pax on the boards. She's questioning.
I just read that.
Is she? I went over there really quick, and I was like, "What is she? What is Pax doing?" Kuhan, how was your trip?
Kuhan.
Oh no! Connection. Half, like I said, half the blooper reel is just going to be us trying to talk to Kuhan. Naeem's like, I'm trying, guys, I'm trying. Oh, gee, I don't know. Hold on.
Connection problems.
And we're recording, too.
Right, yeah. That's great.
We're in business. We're in business.
Awesome.
So far. Yeah.
We're still waiting for Ron. Anybody see them on their...
No, he's through his speakerphone. He's not on Skype.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, should probably be able to mute us and go right to the conference call.
Is somebody dialing him right now?
Yeah, he is.
It was supposed to be dialing. I don't hear any more dialing. It's not ringing or anything.
Maybe somehow he heard us talking. It is a jog. Crap, this wasn't a good idea.
I hear it ringing.
Do you?
Yeah, I hear a little ringtone there.
Is the ringtone green?
Which is true.
See, for some reason, I have "When You Wish Upon a Star" playing in the background of my computer, so I can't really hear much else. I don't know why. It's this isn't my computer. It's my uncle's kid's computer. So it's weird. I can't figure out how to turn it off.
You're just going to be here every time Kuhan talks. You're just going to hear a twink, you know, "When You Wish Upon a Star" in the background.
Right. You should do that just every single time. It's like...
Oh, wow. Hey, Ray, you might have to hang up that call and try again with Ron.
But that's the thing. He doesn't show up here at all.
Well, here, let me try something here.
Well, how would he show up if you're dialing a phone number?
Just call him up. Call him up and put the phone right next to the microphone.
that's our high tech connection with Ron Mars.
Grassroots.
Totally.
Oh, there we go. I hear the dial now.
That's me on the phone thing here. Wait. Whoops. Made a mistake. Exit. There you go. Okay.
Okay, now you're just dialing numbers.
Yeah, the last digit is so hard. It's like...
That's too many digits.
Okay, tell me. Warning, do you want to hold the current conference call and initiate a new call?
Yes. Right?
Guys.
Yep.
Okay. I guess it's because I don't have any credits to call his actual phone, his landline.
Oh, wow. You're kidding me. Hold on. I'm going to try something here.
Hello?
Ron, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, Ron, okay. Sorry, we were having the worst time trying to get a hold of you, and they wouldn't let me add you, Ray tried connecting you, and it was just like, it says I have no credits. Like, oh, sure, I have the credits.
No problem.
So, yeah, I'm trying to fix something. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Sure, take your time.
All right, thanks.
Success!
Ron, it's an honor. It's an honor.
Thanks.
All right, I'll introduce to everybody. Of course, I'm Ryan, the host. We have Andrew at the bottom here who called us all.
Hello.
Hey.
We've got Brandon, better known as West.
I'm sure I won't be able to tell anybody apart once we get into it. But, you know.
Probably not.
but I'll pretend that I will.
Oh, fair there enough, we go. Fair enough.
That's a very good point.
All right. Okay, well, since we're recording, which is good, and we got everybody on the call finally, yay! Sorry about this, Ron. We were having some technical problems, mostly on my end. Just more problems.
No problem. You're saving me from working anyway. So.
like I was telling Ryan, that the magic is made in post.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to edit this thing anymore. I used to have to edit this thing. Imagine, I would hate to edit this one.
You'll be able to take out all the swearing and all that, right?
Yeah, that's it, right.
We'll try our best.
Yeah, take it out, sure.
Hold that.
Okay. Yeah. Your answer is supposed to be, fuck yeah, we'll take that out.
And Ron's officially part of us. Well, I'll just get us going here really quick. Let me pop up the questions. Everybody else get their questions ready. How you doing, Ray?
Actually recovering from a cold.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Moo. Where are you, man?
Shank.
Oh, Mew. Why? Oh, man. So what are we looking on the questions, everybody?
Good. I got five here. If anybody asks any of these before me, I can just write them off or add them a little bit. It's not a problem.
Excellent. How about you, Colt?
I got 10. I expected more from that.
Jesus.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like just doing the basic 3 or 4 here.
I just came up with a few when on my spare time, just a couple minutes.
And then what did you do then? What was this?
Basically.
Oh, man. Yeah, Kuan was on about a half an hour ago, but I haven't seen him on. What are we listening to today, Wes?
Britney Spears? Circus?
Oh, God. One of my friends on Yim found out about my little podcast. He wants me to ask about what the artist thinks about generic Japanese animation.
That might be a decent question to ask him. Ask
that
about
actually would be.
Someone else can. I think someone else might want to take that one because I've got enough questions.
I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll give it to Ray.
Oh, that reminds me. I want to ask him about Final Fantasy XI.
It's ringing.
Shh, quiet.
Oh.
Is the refrigerator running?
Philip?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, it's Ryan from the podcast. How are you doing?
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right, we got the whole cast here.
Awesome. Just kind of intro me to everyone. Because I'm not quite sure I know everyone yet.
Well, we'll do the host here of the Green Lantern Corps, .com here. This is Andrew. Hey.
Hello,
hey,
Philip. Hi, it was nice to meet you.
I think I saw you at the Seattle, right?
Yeah, we met briefly, and I was at the panel as well. That was good meeting you.
Oh, very cool. Oh, you too.
Then we got Colton Clayton here, who's a Musard.
Clayton?
Nice talking to you,
Philip. Did I get it right? Clayton?
Oh, it's
yes.
Colton. Well, it's Clayton? Okay.
We just
it's
call
Colton,
it.
It's both.
We just call him Moo.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't hear you guys quite clearly. So what is it again?
It's Colton.
Colton.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right.
It's all right.
Pleasure meeting you.
And then we got Brandon here. He's better known as W. West.
Hey, Brandon. Oh, how are you?
I'm good.
And then we got Frankie Mato, who's better known as Ray.
Hello, Frankie.
Hi, nice to meet you, Philip.
Well, we're supposed to have a last person, Kuhan, here, Naeem, but he's not visible. He might join us a little later on.
No worries. Wow, that's quite a good number of you guys.
Well, we're all big fans. We're just happy you could join us.
Oh. No, it's my pleasure to be do this. You know, I'm very excited. I'm very happy to be able to share a little bit more of whatever information I can, you know, part with, you know, to obviously, you know, the fans of the book and you know, it is definitely something that I would love to do.
All right.
It's an honor.
It is. Thank you very much.
Very much so.
All right. Well,
no problem. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Well, we got our little round of questions here, so I'll start with my little intro, and we'll just go from there. Okay, Philip?
No problem. Go for it. He is just one of the, you know, scariest. I guess I shouldn't be cursing on the podcast, but he's one of the most.
Oh no, we're fine here. Cursing? Why not?
We're all adults here. All
right. Nice. Hitting record. All right. Look at all that. We're all here. Scary, except for Kuhan. He'll be back for for next month.
He's with us in Ghost.
Exactly. Or on Twitter, whichever comes first. Oh, I was going to ask, Andrew, how's our special guest going for June so far?
It sounds like Nii Ruffino is down for it, but she kind of... I asked her a question, and she hasn't responded to me in like 3 days. I don't know. I think she's down, but...
I'll have to make sure Ray's good there. The tattoo artist who became the Green Lantern Corps colorist. How did that happen?
Ray 2814, and I am just a guest. No, not really. I actually run everything behind the scenes.
Next.
West!
Give us a sign out! I'll edit!
I don't know what the mute button does.
Blooper reel.
the move button.
I'm Wes.
Mew?
Does the Final Crisis make any sense?
Damn it, I want an answer.
Mew?
I am you, and now for something completely different.
This is Andrew NBB, signing off.
And good night.
You see why I wanted to go last?
Yeah, I see why you wanted to go last. All right, guys, we did that in 1:24.
You ruined everything.
Damn it!
I really wanted to talk about GSA, too.
Yeah.
Take your leg, Risk.
I don't know.
A lot about JSA, do we?
I would be more the JSA guy here.
I read the entire run.
Yeah, him here.
Do you mean the mini or the series?
I mean the series.
The series.
Oh, yeah, I've been collecting that, but I'm gonna stop now. I'm just.
Oh.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know, but who's writing?
Not because of
the Fables team.
Not because of
Bill Willingham and Matthew Sturgis.
I was aboard for the
Sturgis.
The whole Kingdom Come business.
Sturgeon.
I enjoyed that ending.
Maybe if they gave Alan Scott a lot more to chew on, I'd be sold on it.
I know. I mean, they're finally bringing back Dr. Fate. Like, what took them so long?
It's like nobody knows what to do with them, and it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, but I think it was more, you know, the fact that it was supposed to be more, you know, gravitating towards Superman's ordeal or Earth 22 Superman, whatever. Oh, I still love the fact that, you know, Alex Ross was doing
most. Oh, yeah, they were beautiful covers.
Yeah, and that one issue, what was that, where Alex Ross did the whole issue? That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, with all the Earth 22 for Kingdom Come. That was, wow. Yeah. Those are beautiful.
The one thing that I really love is the ending to the story. That's what I really love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, every like, small little panels, like, you know, even though, you know what, you can read, yeah, I'll say this right now, I don't care if it goes to the podcast or not, but you can read the Kingdom.
Yay.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a blast.
That was a blast. And we did it in just a little over an hour, too.
Wow. Oh, my God.
We didn't screw around too much.
No, we're getting better at this.
except Andrew.
Oh, we know we love you, Andrew.
I thought he'd be a sport about it.
We'll put that on the blooper reel and see what he says, and I'll just cut off the drill bit part in the edit.
Yeah, yeah. I would leave that part on it.
Even. Well, yeah, actually, you know what? Let's keep that, and then, like I said, we'll throw a couple
of
stuff.
Get rid of the drill bit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's an easy couple minutes we'll take out.
Yeah.
Just like when Ron Mars is like, you know, hey, Cheap Trick didn't like me for fuck them, so, you know, I took that out.
Oh, you did? Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
okay.
It'll be in the blooper, though. Ron said we could use that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said as long as we have the iKid, we're good. So I wanted to make sure everything was good with the blooper reel before we put that together. This will probably be, probably about a 45-minute blooper reel when I do that, because I'm off all this week. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to shut off here, head to the girlfriends. I'll see you on the board. We'll do the next podcast sometime after the 17th.
All right, well, I don't have any questions from myself, but I went on a different forum and asked people. This is the iFanboy forum.
Oh, yes.
So, and I asked them, hey, do you have any questions for Mr. Ron Mars? And they've got updates from the member O. Caroline. Question is, do you have a take on the women in refrigerator controversy, and would you do anything differently with the story if you wrote it today?
Is O. Caroline a Cheap Trick reference?
It's also a song by Sheryl
Crow. Actually.
Now, I see, I'm old enough to understand that O. Caroline is a Cheap Trick reference. I don't know if you guys are.
It sounded familiar, but yeah.
I actually, in my...
I was born when you started writing Green Lantern, so...
He's out of the loop.
So to you, Cheap Trick is essentially like, you know, like Beethoven. You know, it's so far in the past, it's not even worth discussing. Actually, when I was a journalist, I interviewed Robin Zander, who's the lead singer in Cheap Trick, and
oh really?
He was actually kind of a dick to me. So I don't know how that actually connects anything, but
F him.
But he never created any comics, so yeah, fuck him. No, I shouldn't say that. I think they're actually a really good band. But anyway.
Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps are properties of DC Comics and do not reflect on the authenticity of this podcast.